Have you found the way? Do you sometimes feel like you've been thrown into a maze and you're trying to find your way out? With hundreds, even thousands of religious options all contradicting one another and in some cases killing one another, what is the way? Is there a way? Over the years, we have made it clear that the object of God said, man said, is not to prove that there is a God. That is relatively easy to do. The vast, vast majority of the world believes that there is a God. The purpose of this ministry is to prove the inerrancy of the Holy Bible and that it was authored by the God of creation and that it is the only standard by which men will be judged. The true God is the God of the Bible. At the time of this writing, there are 499 proof features on God Said, Man Said, and every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. All features are archived in text and streaming audio and are free to all who use them freely. God has authored one book, and it is found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible. Follow it. It is the way, the truth, and the life. On this site, we employ a four-step proof text. One, we prove that the Bible is a completely accurate historic record of man's beginning from the first creation day. It includes all miraculous accounts and uses the tools of archaeology, paleontology, geology, ancient history, and ancient societal records. Two, we establish the supernatural source of the scriptures via prophecy and probability. Three is called the record. Here we cite God's commandment, man's disobedience, and the record. Number four is the historicity of Jesus Christ. This category is the historical record of the King of Glory from the manger to the cross and ascension. But there is a proof much greater than the above, and it is the witness of the Spirit of God which one receives when one is born again. No academic proof can replace this miraculous certification. Have you been born again? Are you ready to find your way out of the maze of confusion? God Said, Man Said has good news for you. Today is your day. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. God said, Psalms 91, 7 through 11, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 4, 5 through 9, Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Man said, there is no God. If there were, would we have a world filled with suffering, pain, death, and evil? Now the record. This is the third proof feature in the series titled The Literal Difference is Staggering. How bizarre, how impossible, how beyond coincidence, yet also absolutely true. The supernatural, God-authored scriptures are true and righteous altogether. This is the place to build your life. Much conversation revolves around God's love, and for those not biblically based, it is not truly discernible. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. The love of God is discovered in keeping his commandments. This article will demonstrate this marvel. Many have railed upon good, sound Bible teaching, telling all who will listen that their God is not a God of do's and don'ts, but a God of liberty. However, in most cases, this parsing of words really means, I want to satisfy the lust of my flesh in Jesus' name. We must note that God is the God of liberty, but not liberty from God's restraints. His restraints and directives are given in his word to protect and deliver us from the bondage of sin and the hurtful lust of the flesh. This is liberty. God's love is discovered in his commandments, and it starts for the redeemed, beginning with John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word of God is so marvelously literal, so supernaturally practical and useful. Above we quoted Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 1,000 shall fall at the side of God's obedient, and 10,000 at his right hand, but it will not come near him. How could this be? Surely this passage is not to be taken literally. God's word separates the obedient from the disobedient in the most amazing and obvious ways. There is a difference as real as light versus darkness. In the first two features of this series, we noted 12 situations that dramatically highlight the difference, and now come numbers 13 through 18. Prepare for the staggering differences that prove once again that the God of the Bible is, and those that follow his directives find life and find it more abundantly. The word is abundantly. 13. The situation. God commands against the consumption of alcoholic beverages. In the camp of the disobedient, 31 million Americans last year reported driving under the influence of alcohol. Keep in mind that more than half of all vehicular deaths and various crimes have alcohol involved in them. In the camp of the obedient, those reporting driving under the influence of alcohol, zero. Number 14, the situation. God commands against the consumption of any substance that harms the body, and of course, anything that is illegal. In the camp of the disobedient, 20,100,000 Americans in just 1 month have taken illicit drugs. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of this crime, zero. Number 15, the situation. God commands against all premarital sex and, of course, rape. In the camp of the disobedient, globally, hundreds of millions of adults have sexually molested women before the age of 18. Statistics declare that in the U.S., 25% of women have been sexually molested before they reach the age of 18. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of sexual molestation, zero. 16. The situation. God commands against murder. See the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, in 2008, there were 16,272 murders and manslaughters in the U.S. For argument's sake, let's assume 90% single-instant issues. In the camp of the disobedient in America in 1 year, there were 14,645 murderers. In the camp of the obedient, the number is zero. 17, the situation. God commands against all sexual activity outside the marriage bed. In the camp of the disobedient in the U.S. in just 1 year, there were 75,004 prostitution and commercialized vice arrests. In the camp of the obedient, the number arrested, zero. 18, the situation. God commands in the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, thou shalt not steal. In America in 2008, there were 2,222,196 burglaries. For argument's sake, let's assume that there were 5 burglaries per burglar. In 1 year, in the camp of the disobedient, there were 444,440 burglars. In the camp of the obedient, the number is 0. If you haven't yet joined the camp of the zeros, why not do it now? Click on the Further with Jesus. Yes, God is the God of the Bible, and His Word is true and righteous altogether. Put your faith in God, and you will be abundantly rewarded. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. God said, Psalms 91, 7 through 11, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God said, Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 through 9, Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Man said, There is no God. If there were, would we have a world filled with suffering, pain, death, and evil? Now you have the record.